The COVID-19 pandemic and teacher pay were just a few of the topics Governor Asa Hutchinson mentioned during his State of the State address. Speaking in the House chamber while members of the Senate joined digitally, Hutchinson said the legislature's, quote, first responsibility should be addressing the current public health emergency brought on by the coronavirus pandemic.
The current emergency rules are in place until February 27. And prior to that date, you need to act. I trust you will both affirm the emergency and continue the emergency rules that have proven necessary during this healthcare crisis.
According to Hutchinson, some of those measures include telemedicine rules, education waivers, and immunity liabilities for businesses and healthcare workers. Some lawmakers have questioned the governor's authority in making the emergency declaration and want more legislative oversight. Hutchinson said if the legislature does not act on these policies, they will end once the emergency declaration expires. Hutchinson also spoke on the need to again raise teacher pay, setting a goal of raising average teachers' salaries by $2,000 over the next 2 years. During the Democratic Party of Arkansas's response to the State of the State, party chair Michael John Gray called for greater funding to Arkansas's public education system in general, citing the problems with raising only teacher pay.
In effect, what he has done is put superintendents in a position where they cut their budgets. Teachers with higher levels of education or more years of experience are seeing their jobs fade away because their levels of salary are too high to meet the school's budgets.
That audio courtesy of KARK Channel 4. Earlier in his speech, Hutchinson condemned the actions taken by pro-Trump extremists last Wednesday who forced their way into the U.S. Capitol building in an attempted insurrection. Hutchinson also said that each person who breached the Capitol, quote, must be prosecuted to the full extent of the law. Sarah Kellogg, KUAR News.